260 Dugout Podcast. Welcome to your destination for all things baseball in the Summit City. The 260 Dugout Podcast, presented by the Old Fort Baseball Company. From Little League to Major League Baseball, it's time to go inside the dugout. Here's your host, DC Hendricks.
And welcome in. This is the 260 Dugout Podcast, DC Hendricks. Of course, definitely want to give a special shout out to our sponsor, the Old Fort Baseball Company, and our good friend Logan Weenie. Appreciate you for making this podcast possible and spreading the word. Go to oldfortbaseballco.com and support Old Fort Baseball Company. But for right now, we're continuing recapping the 2025 baseball season here in high school in the 260. I've been to Canterbury, I've been to Norwell, and now this is the first. So we are at Hawley Field over here for Snyder High School, and my first appearance here since I graduated in 2009. It's been a little while, and the field still looks just as good as it did in 2009. But we are up. We're not in the dugout this time. It's raining. It's pouring outside. So wanted to make sure you guys could hear the interview. But I got Isaiah Snave, who's going to be joining us later on. Of course, Coach Klinkenbeard is going to be joining us. But first, we got to talk to a senior-to-be. Just wrapped up his junior season. We got the one and only Jack Borman. Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Excited to talk with you, recap your junior season, and look ahead to the senior season. So for people that haven't been able to check you out, kind of describe your game. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? When somebody comes to a Snyder baseball game, what can they expect from you?
First, at the plate, I like to draw a lot of walks. I got good plate discipline, I like to think. I won't hit for crazy power, but I'm going to get on base any way I can. Defensively, I feel like I have a pretty good arm. I like to throw guys out, you know.
Pretty simple. What positions do you play?
Here I just play catcher, and I might play a little third base in the summer.
Have you always played those positions? Where did you, so obviously in high school, I think, you know, that's where you really find your positions, you know, moving forward, especially if you're going to play college and things like that. Were you always a catcher? And, you know, coming up in Little League, is that something you kind of jumped into right away?
Little League, I always played third base, maybe a little second base, but I really started catching around 13U or 14U, so I've only really been catching for 2 or 3 years.
Nice. So how was that adjustment for you? I mean, that's, you know, a lot of catchers started even younger than that, so how was that adjustment for you moving to such a, you know, important and tough position like catcher?
It was a lot of quick learning. I really had to adjust to the position. The coaches here really helped me, especially Coach Beaker. He works a lot with the catchers, so that definitely helped a lot. But just a lot of watching videos on YouTube, learning stuff. So, yeah, that really helped.
That's good. I tell you know what? I'm going to call him out because my son is in here with us, and I tell him all the time, you are on YouTube anyway. You want to get better as a baseball player. All kind of videos on there for you to check out. So a video that I recommend for people, especially with hitting, is Tony Gwynn. Do you know who Tony Gwynn is?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he has hitting videos on YouTube, and, yeah, I'm looking right at you. Tony Gwynn on YouTube has great hitting videos, but, yeah, all seriousness, though, back to you. I'm very impressed because I tell people all the time, you know, you're on YouTube anyway. You're on TikTok. There's all kind of accounts out there for you to, you know, look at videos and to improve there. So that's really impressive, man. I like that. So coming up as a youngster as well, did you play any Little League, and when did you start travel ball and things like that?
Yeah, I played at Georgetown until I was 7 till 12U, and then I started playing travel at 13U. Just played for a team that, like, some of the guys from Georgetown started up. And then I started playing for a USA Prime team in Indiana since I was 15U. I'm still playing for them now.
Was that a tough adjustment for you going from rec ball to travel ball? I know a lot of people struggle with, you know, it being so different. Was that a struggle for you?
No, it really wasn't, because I always watched my older brother. He's played travel before me, so that helped a lot. Traveled to his games, and you know, there was good competition at Georgetown when I was there. I don't know if there is still now, but when I was there was still good competition, so the competition level pretty much stayed the same moving from Little League to travel.
Yeah, that's good. So, you know, going from that, that's a good age too. You know, I don't want to get too far into the travel ball discussion because, you know, I can go down a rabbit hole there, but I feel like a lot of people start their kids too young. That's a personal opinion of mine, but 13U is a great age. So I will commend your parents and your family in my opinion, for starting you at the right age. 13U was right there because it's right before you start high school, and that's where it picks up. So I think that was really good timing. So going into high school, you know, what were some, obviously other than pitch speed, I'm sure, you know, pitchers are probably throwing a little bit harder when you step in the high school ranks, but how was that adjustment for you when you first, you know, started seeing high school?
It was all right, you know. As a freshman, I dressed pretty much the whole year. Mm-hmm. Just being around guys that want to win and know how to play the game right, just learning from the seniors and older guys in front of me, you know, that helped. Playing in a couple of games, adjusting to that level of competition on the varsity level, that helped a lot too.
Yeah, so talk about this season, a very successful season for you and, of course, Snyder Panthers, who I'm sure you guys wanted to go further, but I was there in attendance at Four Winds Field in South Bend, so I know it didn't probably end the way you wanted, but I think it was still a solid junior season for you. Mm-hmm. What did you, you know, sticking with you personally first, what were some things that worked for you this season? Kind of summarize your 2025.
Things that worked for me were, you know, keeping a good mental game, you know. That's a big point for me because sometimes I get in my head, you know, just also not looking at the stats. A lot of people, I feel like they get caught up in the stats. Mm-hmm. You know, I just try to go out there and play and try to do my best.
Yeah, just let your play do the talking. And, you know, I know a lot of people do look at stats. I hate when I coach and someone says, hey, am I 3 for 3 or was that – I hate when – kids ask those questions. It's like, just play the game. So I'm glad to see that is one of your things. So wrapping up your junior season, talk about the team now. You know, what were some, you know, as a team, how was this unit here in 2025 that had you guys advance so far all the way to semi-state?
You know, it was great. You know, at the start of the season and the year before where we didn't have a great season, mm-hmm. I feel like we were just like weren't together as a team. There was like guys just like different, I guess you could say, friend groups on the team. Mm-hmm. You know, and as we went on in the season, everyone just started bonding together, you know. We'd like hang out, you know, golf outside of the baseball field. You know, we just got together really well, and that carried on to the field. We just had great chemistry.
I feel like I'm hearing golf as like a really common hobby for teams. And you kind of got that look about you. You a good golfer?
I'm all right. I wouldn't say I'm very good. I like to hit the ball far.
Okay. So you're Happy Gilmore before you learned how to putt?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's good. I mean, that's all good. As long as that works for your baseball swing, which it does, and that's what's most important. So as you're wrapping up this summer, you know, school's starting up very soon, which means your senior season's going to be here before you know it. So what are some things you're working on this summer?
A lot of defensive stuff. I've been working on my arm. I'm trying to get that velo up. Mm-hmm. Trying to throw more guys out, and yeah.
Is that something you keep track of? How many guys you throw out trying to steal on you?
I'll look at it at the end of the season, but you know, I don't really care about all the stats and stuff.
That's good. You had a good junior season. Looking forward to your senior season. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, you translate your game and take it to the next level.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks so much to Jack Moorman for joining us here at Hawley Field. We are here at Snyder, and of course, he's getting ready for his senior season, but someone we'll get to watch for a couple more seasons, as believe it or not, just wrapped up his sophomore season, and I'm sure Klinkenbeard's excited to have this kid for another couple years putting on that Panthers uniform. We got the one and only Isaiah Snavely joining us. What's going on, man?
How we doing?
I'm doing good. I've been seeing your name all over social media, so I'm glad to have a couple minutes with you. I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thanks for having me.
So you're you know, had a great sophomore season, man. I got to see a lot of you, got to hear your name a lot. You know, kind of talk about your strengths. What makes, you know, Isaiah such a big name here in the 260 in terms of high school baseball? What's your strengths and what's your weaknesses as a ball player?
Some of my strengths is I tend to be loud in the dugout and just, like, really try to lead my team well. I like to have fun, first of all, because it's a kid's game. You're supposed to have fun, yeah. Not try to think too much. And I tend to hit for power and contact. So, like, I try to fight, like, really fight in the box because I don't want the pitcher to beat me ever. So, I just one of the best competitors in the 260 for sure.
I like that. Talking some stuff. You said I'm one of the best competitors in the 260. So what positions do you play, and where can people see you on the field here at Snyder? What's your positions?
I play shortstop and third base. This past year I played more third base because we had Landon Fry over at shortstop, which mm-hmm. that was huge for us. But this coming year, hope to be at short or third. So.
Yeah, you hear that, Coach? Hopes to be a little bit more. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so I did want to bring that up because before we even came up here, you were looking at, I don't know if it was the depth chart or what it is on the board down there. You're like, oh, man, Fry, Davis, Logan, we're cooked. Talking about next season. I know you were just joking, but you guys are, you know, you guys did lose a lot for this senior season. But recapping this year, though, a lot of talent on this team. You know, what worked for you guys as a team to help you advance so far?
Yeah, just like Jack said, we came together a lot better than we did the past year. And with that, we had a bunch of seniors that really led us well, like Brandon and Landon. We just rallied off them, and every chance we got, we took it and took off with it.
Yeah, and being such a young player, you know, a sophomore, playing as often as you do, doing so well, what do you think for you personally this season? What were some things that kind of helped take your game to the next level?
Probably the biggest thing was just mentally preparing for games and, like, not getting too in-depth with thinking, especially at the plate, like, thinking which pitch is coming and how I should hit each pitch. I just, before I step in the box, just take a deep breath and just see the ball hit the ball. Just keep it simple. And that was definitely the biggest thing. And another thing is getting bigger and stronger and hitting the weight room. That helped tremendously. I got a lot more pop with that and got a few out because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I asked Jack this as well, so I'm going to ask you the same thing. So you was a ball player. You know, when did you start kind of getting into baseball? And when did you play any rec ball, travel ball, anything like that?
So I've always been surrounded by baseball from a young age because my dad played in the Toronto Blue Jays organization for a while. Nice. So at an early age, from like 1 to 2, I always like picked up a bat and like swung off the tee with like a wiffle ball here and there. And my parents at age of 4, I got into T-ball, quickly made it up to prep. And then once I turned 9, that's when I joined travel ball, because that's when I knew I wanted to take this game a little bit more seriously than other kids. So I joined travel ball at 9 and played with a local group made from St. Joe Little League for where I was at. And in between 13U and 14U, I decided that I want to make this like my whole thing. So I decided to join the Indiana Bulls down in Indianapolis, where I've been since 14U.
Nice. Yeah, that's commitment right there. Been with the same travel program for a couple of years now, which you see that all the time. People changing travel teams like every year. So it's good to see that you've stayed with the same organization. So you talked about having in the bloodline, you know, having professional baseball. What are some things your dad was able to teach you?
He's definitely taught me pretty much everything I know at this point. Hitting big on that, because he was more of a hitter than he was anything else in pro ball. So he really just helps me with my swing, my approach, my just confidence levels, all of this stuff. Like, it's definitely a privilege to have him by my side throughout this entire stage of baseball.
Yeah, and it's been working. I mean, I was seeing your name prior to the season all over Prep Baseball Indiana. My buddy Cooper Trinkle's been tweeting about you and all that stuff. It's got to feel good, right, to get the notoriety to go along with the work you've been putting in.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely awesome to have, like, some shout-outs here and there, just that my work has been paying off. So, yeah, just keep listening to all that is awesome. So, yeah.
So playing here with Snyder, Coach Klinkenbeer, this is your chance to get some brownie points. As you say, you want to play a little bit more shortstop this season. Just reminding you, Coach, just make sure you hear that part. But this is your chance to earn some more brownie points, right? So describe Coach Klinkenbeer's program here at Snyder and why, you know, you enjoy and love playing for this program.
Probably the biggest thing he focuses on is, like, having us, like, ready to go for the next game, like, really challenging us in the cages, whether it's we're going to face a lefty or righty that coming week. He really challenges us to, like, not slack off and, like, goof around at practice, but really take it seriously. And he also, like, really helps us come together more, like we did this past year to make it so far. And it's just, honestly, an advantage to have him as our coach.
Yeah, it seems like a solid program. He's got a lot of talent here, including you. So what are some, I'm sure you mentioned, I think you mentioned earlier, hitting the weight room is one of the things, but what are some other things that you're working on? As you know, it's weird that you still have 2 seasons left. And, you know, so what are some things you're working on as you prep for your junior season?
some of the biggest things that I'm working on is just like polishing my skills, because I tend to have a lot of skills that people are after, and I just need to like polish that and make sure I have it every day. Really make sure my arm is intact and not hurt, and still getting stronger, because you can never be too big and tough in this game. So still in the weight room, still getting that, and then just hitting every night and preparing for this coming season.
Yeah, so with the Indiana Bulls, you playing this summer at all, and how have things been going there?
With the Indiana Bulls, it's been fantastic. My team is awesome. We've made it deep in a lot of big tournaments over in the USA National Championship and PG Elite, and looking forward to this final weekend in Indianapolis.
Sounds good, Isaiah. Got a couple seasons left. We're lucky to have you here in the 260. Definitely keep going. I'm looking forward to seeing your junior season.
Appreciate you having me on here. Thank you.
Just got done talking to junior to be Isaiah Snavely here at Hawley Field for Snyder High School as we are recapping the 2025 season. A great season, but I'm sure the person sitting next to me wanted a little bit more, and I'm sure strives for a little bit bigger things in 2026. We are lucky now to have the coach of this fantastic Snyder program. We have Coach Josh Klinkenbeer joining us. What's going on, Coach?
Yeah, what's up? Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So I got to start off. We got a couple of great kids here. From your perspective, describe the two kids I just got done talking to.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I talk about these two guys, in particular Jack, I was so pleased with his work that he did. He put in last summer. He went to summer gym. I know he's been to summer gym this year. We went to summer gym every single day. He was the motivator to get other guys to be there on a regular basis. And I was just pleased to see that that sort of pays off. You know, we live in a game where you can do everything right, to have the right pitch, the right sequence, the right swing, and you don't succeed. Mm-hmm. But here's a case where it did pay off for him, and so that was great to see. Snavely also is, you can definitely tell he's put in the work. I had a lot of coaches kind of come to me afterwards and said, man, Snavely has gotten bigger, faster, and stronger, and it's going to continue that way. And it's just a testament to what you want of all of your players and your team, to put in the work and then have it pay off in a positive way for him.
Yeah, and luckily you have, you know, at least Jack for another year, and you got Isaiah for another couple years. Yeah. And you got other talented guys, too. We just couldn't get them in here today to join us. But this 2025 season, Coach, I want to recap a very successful season that I think kind of came out of nowhere for some people, especially in the media. I don't think we were completely ready for, you know, the juggernaut that you guys put together in 2025. From your perspective, you know, recap the 2025 season for Snyder.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the motto that we live to live by, is sort of we're the underdogs, and that's fine with us. You know, as a lot of the guys had already talked about, we kind of noticed this sort of change, this collectiveness. And as we kind of talked to players, especially the seniors, when they had a chance to kind of address the team and so forth in their senior night, a lot of them just made that comment about how they felt the team was so collectively together, more so than their other previous years. And that's something we try to do through various activities. I know I have the guys over to my house before the season really gets started. We, you know, kind of hang out. It happens to be during March Madness.
Nice.
We get some pizza or Chick-fil-A, whatever, and we hang out and do some team bonding stuff. And it's just kind of that way to kind of get things started, that we don't want separate islands. You know, we're gonna have to go through this gauntlet together. You know, wasn't obviously what we were hoping for in terms of the last game, but I think, you know, now that the season's over, we don't want to have any billboard material, but we kind of proved people wrong this year, and that's okay. You know, we had some guys that got hot at certain times, and then other times that got cooled down, but then somebody picked it up, whether that be on the mound, defensively or offensively. So just super pleased with the leadership, not just from our senior class also, but Jack and Isaiah both had alluded to the fact of being in leadership positions. And regardless of what class you might be, we want you on the field. You have a role for this team, and you know, we hope for the best. And that collective unit gets you a long way.
Yeah, and I was, you know, and look, you know, this is something I'm sure that you mentioned too. I mean, it's not like you lost to, you know, some team that you could have beaten them, I'm sure. I'm sure you feel that way, but like, ended up winning state and have a pitcher that also is, you know, being talked about in the MLB draft in Caden Crowell. So if you're going to lose to a team, losing to the state champion, I'm sure feels, I guess, softens the blow just a little bit. But, you know, recapping this year, sticking with some of the guys. So you did lose a lot. Talk about some of the guys that, you know, are going to be moving on to the collegiate ranks and that put together a great season for you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a lot of the kudos goes to Brandon Logan, just, you know, putting together four solid seasons. I mean, above any expectations that we ever put on him. Obviously, Landon Fry also.
Yeah.
But then also just maybe guys that weren't on the field necessarily on a regular basis, but I just appreciated how guys sort of accepted their roles and they did what it was, whether it was a bullpen catcher, I have these couple innings on this particular night, and just guys that just sort of accepted it and ran with it. You know, Camden Davis comes to mind of just what a fantastic last 2 years. And a lot of coaches said, hey, is he playing somewhere? I said, no, he just, that's it. You know, high school's it for him. And that's, he's just, you know, happy to be here and happy to be on the team. And what a fantastic player defensively, offensively, and a great leader also. And again, you know, it's just one of those things where every guy sort of just accepted their role and ran with it. So that's something that makes the team very, very successful. You know, in terms of you mentioned losing to Valparaiso, it is kind of softens the blow, as you said, where they're good. You know, it was their season. You know, you kind of tip your hat, and we ran into a buzzsaw. That guy was he was on it. And unfortunately, we had some guys that got a little cold offensively. We put the ball in play here or there, but just didn't quite, you know, force the issue with them. And you know, unfortunately, Hess is probably the first one to say that he just didn't have his A game that day, and it just happens to be that was our last game of the year. But again, we tip our hat to Valpo, and I ran into Coach at the North South All Star game with for Brandon there, and told him congratulations, and he was kind of in awe also that, you know, it was just one of those magical runs. And he very similar lineups where they had a very, very heavy seniors.
Yeah.
So he's kind of going to be in the same boat that we are, kind of the rebuild and the retool type of situation. So, you know, we're excited to put together a lineup. And we kind of talked as a coaching staff already that we have a feeling that this next year we're going to do the best coaching we've had as a group in the last 5 years. And so, that's going to be exciting for us. It's going to be a challenge from us as a coaching staff that, you know, we got to rally the troops again and, you know, kind of bring the thunder.
Yeah, Coach, I feel the energy. I feel your excitement. You know, you're ready for that challenge. So in addition to Isaiah and Jack, who are some other guys we can look forward to seeing next season in Panthers?
Yeah, so Brady Keck, again, he's going to be coming back a junior there. We're going to need him to eat up some innings. I know I've heard he's having a pretty fantastic summer. Will Meeks is going to be on the bump for us. He did a great job. You know, I kind of talked about at our end of year banquet that we had a pitcher kind of go down with some arm issues, and that was kind of a blessing in disguise that we kind of turned that into a positive thing, that he got more innings and really was able to prove himself on the mound. And so he's kind of putting together a pretty fantastic summer also, and hitting the weight room and so forth. You know, we've got some younger guys too that were with us, maybe didn't play very often, but, you know, kind of hung on to the coattails of those senior class. And these two gentlemen here kind of showing them how to play ball. You know, Burton comes to mind. Some of the other younger guys that we called up, you know, we're going to rely on them to kind of get their feet wet pretty quick. And you know, that's part of high school baseball, is that sort of recycling idea that you bring in a new crop of guys. But what I appreciate the most is that the program's still intact. You know, the directives, the wants and the needs are still there from a team. And, you know, we always talk about things go beyond just individual players or coaches. It's the program that matters. And it's just time to kind of retool our stock and go back to the pantry and start pulling from the shelf again and be ready for this next challenge, this next season.
Sounds great, Coach. Again, we're out here at Holly Field. We're talking to Snyder's coach, Josh Klinkenberg, and recapping the 2025 season and looking ahead to the 2026 season. But I want to get to know you a little bit more, Coach. You know, I feel like a lot of people aren't, you know, aware of your past, you know, what led you even to Snyder. How long have you been coaching, and what brings you here to Snyder High School as the coach?
Yeah, so I'm actually a 99 graduate of Snyder High School. So I played football and baseball. Coach Owen was my coach. And then I went to Butler and ended up walking on at baseball there. I found out I had rotator cuff surgery my senior year, so it kind of put me behind a little bit. And But I went to school. I was recruited to play football, of all things, at Butler. I decided not to play, and yeah. I just got really bored after 2 years. So I walked on, talked to the coaching staff, and didn't play a lot as a junior and senior, but that really wasn't my point. I just wanted to be involved again, and mm-hmm. I learned a lot about the game from head coach Farley down at Butler at the time. And as I was kind of wrapping up my student teaching and so forth, I contacted Coach O, and I said, hey, I'd be happy to come back and help out any way I could. So actually, Coach Fales and I, who's one of our coaches, we coached JV together for 2 years. And as it goes with finding a teaching job early on, I was kind of requested to also do middle school track and so forth. So I had to hang up my cleats for a couple years and put in my time for middle school track. And then after I said, okay, that was enough, I went back and approached Coach Owen. I wanted to get back in the game again. Ironically, I missed both state championship teams. So I left before 06 and I came back after 09. So I wasn't a part of that one. So hopefully it's not me that's the cause of our...
Unfortunately, I didn't miss 2009 because I was one of the teams that was beaten by the Snyder team in 09. But continue, Coach. Sorry, I had to add that in.
You're fine. No, you're fine. So, you know, I kind of just worked my way up as kind of just a volunteer assistant. And then Owen retired, and then Skelton took over with Coach Meyer. Mm-hmm. He did his time. And, you know, a lot of things I've learned from both of those guys. And then Coach Skelton, I still kind of vividly remember this. He contacted us and said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and hang it up from coaching and teaching. And so it was kind of a scramble among the assistant coaches at the time, like who's going to put their name in the hat. And it was some really, really deep discussions. I had some fantastic discussions with my family. My wife was really supportive, and she said, if you're going to do this, let's do this right. You know, this is an opportunity of a lifetime to go back to your alma mater and coach them up. And I was like, this is a great time to do this. Our family was relatively young. And so, you know, this is wrapped up my fourth year as the head coach, and I guess it's a grand total of maybe 18 years with the program. So, yeah, I just learned a lot from those coaches. And one of the biggest things, especially from Coach Skelton, was you never got too high and never too low. Mm-hmm. Just even down late in a game, you just had this sense of it's okay, just keep the process.
Yep.
And I kind of learned that a lot of the guys kind of feed off of your your body and your mannerisms and so forth and your attitude. So really try to mimic that in practices and games too, that and just kind of keep that even keel, you know, because it's a rough game and it's difficult. And so there's ups and downs, and we just try to maintain that steady level, consistent play. So, yeah, it's been a ride. It's been fantastic. And I'm excited for my fifth year here at the helm. So,
yeah, very exciting stuff. So what are some goals that you are setting for both yourself and the program as you enter 2026?
Yeah, one of the biggest goals is always just to get our name and our number out there. You know, we offer camps, you know, in the off season. We appreciate some of our players that come and help run those camps and be kind of the camp counselors for us. You know, just really try to be a community asset. We weren't able to do it this year, but it was kind of fun in the past that we kind of take some time from practice and go over to Georgetown Little League and just kind of walk around and just sit and watch kids play, and mm-hmm. especially the little kids playing, you know, t-ball or lob ball and so forth. It was just really fun, just a kind of reminder for the kids of what we're here for, you know. So that's obviously the big time types of program goals. In terms of, you know, on the field goal, obviously our goals just kind of go in order with winning championships in line. So first one obviously is a SAC championship, moving on to sectionals, and then after that you kind of just let's run with it. You know, hopefully to get hot again and you know, take a run at it, take a stab at it. That you know, we've got some experience, the guys that have been in that starting lineup and been on the roster, kind of rely on that and the foundation that was set from our previous classes that's come through here. And see where it takes us.
Should be a big 2026. Mm-hmm. And one more reminder before we go. Isaiah wants more shortstop.
We're well aware of that one. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Obviously, as he said, you know, we had Landon there in his spot there. And yeah, we'll see. We'll see how things shake out.
I tried, Isaiah. I tried, man. I tried. No, but all seriousness, Coach, you got a great program here. Definitely, I feel your energy. It's genuine. You're definitely a guy that I think a lot of baseball minds just need to be around and just talk the game of baseball. I feel it. You know, great 2025 season, and look forward to seeing what you got in 2026, Coach.
Yeah, really appreciate it. And again, thanks for the coverage. And we thank all of our coaches, the admin, the parents, the community for all the support this year, your support. And we look forward to what's coming up next year.